not going to even bother with roll. I'm going to pick up where we left off.
Nancy, KPFD. I just sent it, the number out to the whole board, local station board.
They should all have received it multiple times. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Well, like I said, let's just pick up the discussion because the discussion is on fundraising. Okay? And we left last meeting asking everybody to think of friends they could approach to gather valuables that we could use during our fund drive, things like airline points, weekend vacation condos, pieces of artwork, memorabilia, et cetera. So first, who do we have on the call? Let's go around the table. I don't have the roll in front of me. So if we could all identify, I heard Mike Lewis, correct?
Yeah, Mike Lewis is here.
Sorry? Mike Lewis?
Bill's here.
Bill's there. Ed, did you get in?
I am, and I have something I would like to say. I also am supposed to be at another event at the same time.
All right, well, go for it, man. We'll see you next time, okay?
No, I have a few minutes to participate in this, and there's something I would like to say.
All right, well, let's get a sense of who's here before you start talking, please. So,
all right,
who
Lyndon's
else is on
here.
The... Lyndon is there. Sandra, you're in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Who else? Nancy is on.
Nancy. Dr. Franklin's here.
Oh, Dr. Franklin, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, I don't hear enough voices to signify that we have the 12 members for quorum of this committee, so we're just going to go ahead and pick up our discussion. So we broke up last time with the notion that we were going to approach our circle of friends to identify valuables that we might be able to use to raise money for a fund drive. This in lieu of things like tickets that we've been relying on so heavily. So first I'd like to hear from anybody that's been able to get some time to go ahead and look at that. Anybody like to speak up on that subject? Okay.
This is Nancy. I have my mask on. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll just put something out that we've been talking about, and we never got around to doing it, but just taking a collection of interviews of old-timers before they kicked the bucket, and we were talking about that before Ray Hill left.
Nancy, that's one...
Let me talk 2 seconds more and I'll be finished. Okay? So that's just one idea we were talking about, making a kind of little movie or documentary. Bye. I'm out.
Good God. Okay. So I will tell you what I've been able to accomplish, which is pretty limited. I've been pretty busy with here. But I was able to contact a company called Diamonds in the Rough. They're in the Woodlands. They specialize in memorabilia of all kinds of music, sports, political stuff. And what they do is they work with 501c3s like ourselves. And they give you, they give you merchandise to promote at your fundraisers. They'll let you do 4 fundraisers per year, which is in synchronous with what we're supposed to be doing on the air and under normal circumstances, and it's basically on consignment. They do take a cut, or they do take a minimum price, and it's up to the charity, in this case, APFT, to mark the price so that we walk out with funds as well. And they do have a warehouse full of this stuff. So this is one avenue that I definitely think is exploring. And I've gone ahead and emailed Robin and contact information. Later in the afternoon, I was able to go ahead and forward that to Dr. Franklin. I apologize. I mistyped the email address for some reason the first time, and Markeisha. So they're both informed of this group. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and pick up the discussion once again where we left off, which is basically at a point where we were talking about our circle of friends. I'll take more input here and more ideas for fundraising. Don't all speak up at once.
Sandy, this is Lyndon.
Hey, Lyndon, go ahead.
I just want to say when we were looking in the past for some things to sell, I think for an auction, I thought of a couple things I have. I never got a reply to it, but I have something like a ticket for to see, let's see, B.B. King at what was Rockefeller's, and it's signed by B.B. King, and it's not torn. I don't know if anybody would value that or not.
Right, but I mean, that's the type of thing that you could always put it out there, put a price on it, put it out there, and see if there are takers, right?
Right.
So that's exactly the type of grist that might drive the mill here.
Yeah, I've also got the autograph of, God, I can't think of the guy's name, but he was, I think, B.B. King's drummer. No, I mean, Muddy Waters' drummer from the London Homesick Blues collection.
Okay.
And then I might have Albert King's autograph.
Right.
This is Sandra.
Well, hey, Sandra. That kind of fits in very nicely with what we would get, those type of items we would get from this company, Diamonds in the Rough. Autograph, memorabilia, et cetera. Dr.
Okay.
Franklin, do you have any input on any of this?
I think those particular possible items just mentioned would be very good. I think the diamond in the rough that you had mentioned, I think that's proven to be successful in some other places I've been working in, working with organizations like what you're referring to, Diamond in the Rough. They have provided, the forum and the items, and they'll take a percentage. So I think that's worth pursuing.
Okay. Well, we can take that offline. As I said, I talked to Jay, the president of their company, today for about 20 minutes, and we're going to need to figure out, exactly what we want to promote, and again, how we want to promote it, and looping in our webpage is going to be critical here. So we're going to need all hands on deck to make sure that we're working together on this and doing so in a timely manner.
Yeah, I just saw it a few minutes ago. It just arrived here a few minutes ago. So I'm glad that I see Robin is on, is being emailed. So she's going to be a good important point person moving this forward and gotten the web page and the coordination necessary. So that's real good.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, that gives us one lead, right? One path to follow. It would be good if we can get a couple of more going here, especially the circle of friends idea, and see what we can gather up from Indy to put out there. Now,
Bill,
keep in mind, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that our fund drive ends very shortly. It begins this Sunday. So we're doing this. We're building the plane as we're flying. We're going to have.
How long is the flight drive going to last?
I'm sorry, how long is what?
How long is the autumn-fall pledge drive going to last? Is it going to be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
It's planned to go to October 28th is the cutoff.
Okay, thank you. Ted, I can start getting ready to get people to donate.
Ted for the stack.
Sandra for the stack as well.
Thank you, Sandra. I got you. Go ahead, Ted, and then Sandra.
Okay, just give me about 2 minutes and I'll say what I want to say, and that is that
I think we're missing a key point to all of this, and that is if the product we are putting out right now is not motivating people, then they're not likely to show any interest in donating anything or purchasing anything as a part of an initiative to raise money. I have been talking for a while, and so have a few others, about the need for a town hall meeting, a well-promoted town hall meeting where people will understand that KPFT is basically starting over from scratch and that the programming we are doing right now is nothing like what we envision it will be in the very near future. But if we don't have their contributions in terms of ideas for programming and also for raising money, then we're not going to be able to make this whole process work. That's why I have been asking Dr. Franklin to establish a date for a well-promoted town hall meeting that will get the existing community and the friends of friends, people who are listening to KPFT, to show up and to begin the process of re-energizing Pacifica so people will see that they are joining a brand new organization, something that has never existed before. That's what we need, and then I can go out and raise donations. Without some enthusiasm about the product we are about to produce, I don't feel that I can go to my friends and ask them to make contributions. Thank you for the courtesy of letting me say what I have to say.
No problem. Thank you, Ted. I disagree, but that's just my opinion. Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, I've got a couple of things. I have a 10 poster size photo collages from the Woody Guthrie Festival. I think it was from 2003 to 2013 that were taken and put together by the official Woody Guthrie Festival photographer that I would donate to be auctioned off to raise money. And then the other thing that I have is a friend of mine who does Buffalo Bayou canoe tours. He does a short one just within the city itself. It's to look at the bats under the Wall Street Bridge, and then he does a long one from way out by Katy all the way into Houston. And he is a fan of KPFT, and he did volunteer to donate a couple of these guided, I guess you'd call them nature canoe trips on Buffalo Bayou. They average anywhere from, I believe it was around $200 to $600, depending on what trip you want to take. But that's something that we could auction off to raise money. So just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you.
That's a wonderful idea. Maybe we can get Jimmy Pizzatola to sing Buffalo Bayou. So great. That's great. I would encourage you to jot that down in an email and send that off to Robin so that we can work
that
out.
I've also got a collection of Larry Winter's programs from, I want to say it was around 2006 to about 2009-ish. That, you know, we copied them off of the archives just for posterity's sake. It was one of the little jobs that he had me do when I was assisting him, and I still have those somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where they are, but for Larry Winter fans and Spare Change fans, that might be something that people are interested in. So that's another thing I have that I would be willing to offer up.
It might be interesting. Again, jot that down and send that over, okay, so that we can gather.
Okay, thank you.
As you know, I've been putting the archives up of Larry's show every Saturday. on our own archive system, we go back to like 2011 with a one idea.
Someone needs to mute because I can't hear what Sandy's saying. Somebody has a lot of wind type noise in the background.
Right. Please. A little better. Somebody's walking maybe with a phone. Please. Well, some people.
Sandy, I cannot hear you.
Right. I understand that, Nancy. Somebody's making a lot of noise. It's hard to navigate that. There we go. That's better. I had the idea of taking shows like Larry's show and maybe putting that up on the website and making a subscription basis for that. But that's going to require a little bit of planning and thought and the rest, all details included. But that's something we could consider down the road here at some point. Might be interesting, huh? So that if you like Larry's show and you wanted to hear that on demand, you have your token and it's good for 6 months and, you know, just as a thumbnail of an idea. And you go to a website, you can play all the spare change you want. Anytime you want. So, Sandra, again, great idea. Jot it down in an email. Anybody else for the stack?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you, I'd go for that. You know, being able to listen to spare change online. I'm not sure we can offer copies of this stuff as a thank you gift or downloading because of copyright restrictions, but streaming is probably okay. And so, like you were, so what you were suggesting, Sandy, it might be good, and maybe you could combine what you already have and what Sandra has, and put it online somehow. And with somehow you have to donate to get it. Another idea, I was talking to different people. You know, Robin in the past has always been real positive about matching donations, especially to match new member gifts to incentivize people to donate for the first time. But somebody else suggested, I was talking to them about. The Circle of Friends idea is offer to match new sustainers, like match the first month or the last first 2 months or something, even a triple match for the first month, because that, you know, that provides incoming or, you know, ongoing revenue for forever, essentially, until they change it. So maybe we should talk to Robin about that. And the other question, another thing, I remember talking to Robin last month, I believe, I think we still have some old, some guitars, signed guitars by various artists and other stuff that's taking up space, storage space. It'll take space if we move it, and we'll have to move it. And those might be really good to promote as thank you gifts in this fund drive, partly to get rid of them, but also just because they're valuable. These are stuff that hasn't been grabbed in the past and, you know, might have some real significant value. If you want, I can talk to her, or, you know, somebody else can talk to Robin about what we still have. We may have to digging around if the building and see what might be hiding in, you know, back corners of rooms.
Actually,
like there's two rooms upstairs. I know where there were storage that might be one of those.
I don't know how many of those guitars are left. There may be two or three. Now, Diamonds in the Rough has signed guitars too, to be very clear. So our supply of those may be more than what we're looking at with just what's up in that room, okay? And this is the type of thing where, again, we can use that website and start promoting this and try to get interest beyond our listener base even. So through the website, all things are possible on the great wide internet, right? So, again, we need to give this some thought, but the idea of pushing those guitars and taking advantage of what we got, absolutely. Yep, great idea. Thank you for that. Again, Bill, write these ideas down in the email, send them off to me so we can collate them and make sure that we're looking at the whole list. Robin's
okay.
Looking at the whole, and we can coordinate this because it's going to, again, take more than a trivial effort. Anybody else? Okay. So a few ideas have come out of this. This is not much of a conversation today. We only have a few people present, and I appreciate you being here. I know we've been meeting often for a finance committee, but we're at the point now where it's sink or swim. So better to swim than to sink, in my opinion.
So what's the goal for the pledge drive?
$100,000 is the goal. And
okay, thank you.
And the way this is done this time is a little bit different from the programmer standpoint, in that the programs are tasked with raising the funds for the hour that they're responsible, or hours they're responsible for being on the air. So in other words, I have a 3-hour goal, which is a total goal divided by the number of hours available times 3 hours. And that's true of every program. So the weekend shows or the music shows that typically do very well have relatively small goals. And those shows that traditionally have not done all that well or even nothing have a goal of their own. If it's an hour show, then it's going to be reflected in that goal. And I want to say it's about $140, $145 an hour, something of that nature. So those programmers that have not funded before, maybe because they're not asking, and we have that. That's part of our problem. They're going to be a little bit more on the bubble this time. So those of you that were screaming and yelling for analysis of the fund drive, keep in mind that many shows don't fund at all. And this time it will be much more transparent when those goals are missed, even the smaller ones. So I'm hoping that all the programmers take this seriously and we all get together and make this relatively small goal, 2 months of operating funds worth of goal, not even. Any other questions or anything else anybody wants to bring up? All right, let me just recap. We've got some guitars potentially in the closets upstairs. We should take a look at that and see if we can use those. Sandra, thank you for your idea of the Buffalo Bayou tours. I think that's just great. I think that's going to get snapped up pretty quick. And then the signed memorabilia that Lyndon brought up. Those are exactly what I had in mind when I brought up the subject of getting this type of good together. Does anybody have a friend or friends that travel frequently and might have airline miles to donate? Oh, okay. Well, be on the lookout for that. Ask around. It might even behoove us to contact something like United Airlines directly and see if they would donate a couple of tickets. I don't know if they would or not. I don't even know where to begin on that. I guess you begin at the beginning. In my experience, when I've approached businesses like Specs and everything, usually it's an annual donation to charities, and you apply at the beginning of the year, and there's a window. So I don't know if someone like United Airlines or American works like that, but it's worth investigating. Just go direct to the merchant. Anybody know any lawyers that might be able to donate legal services, such as writing a will?
Actually, I know a couple of colleagues who are lawyers. I'll check into that.
Okay. I, too, have friends that are attorneys, and I've asked one, but they didn't want to complicate things on this basis because they haven't had good luck with that in the past, donating those type of services. But I know a couple of others that are especially KPFT fans that might chime in. And I need to call the guy anyway, so for my own personal businesses that I need to get done. Okay, well, again, it's a small turnout, which is disappointing because the subject is funding KPFT. So all those people that are screaming and yelling for what they need and what they have to have, what we need to have collectively is money to continue. So we're not going to get any of those wants, town hall meeting included, without the funding. So everybody should take this very seriously. I'm taking this very seriously. I guess what we'll do, I'm not going to set a next date. You'll see that by email. I'll get with Teresa and we'll identify a date. But certainly, please do respond by email. My email is augwest, augwest, at AOL. You can write it to the whole board as well with your ideas if you'd like to do that. But we need to start collecting and cataloging these things and making sure that we're coordinating with the website and programmers to get these things gone and turn them into operating funds for the station. So I guess if there's nothing else, we just did a 30-minute meeting. Is that possible?
Excellent.
Okay, so thank you. Go ahead, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandy, and everybody that's on the call. So I guess at this point I will make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Hearing no objections to that, we're adjourned. Thank you, Sandra. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.